Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the New York Jets and their NFL draft class for 2022 is our expert in the field, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, bro?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the Jets today, man. They had a lot of hype around them coming into the 2022 draft, and they got even more hype, believe it or not, coming out of this draft, coming into this next season. I feel like they knocked it out of the park. I'll give my draft grade. I'll talk about all these great players who are going to be lined up for gangrene this year. It's going to be a fun time, man, because they had a tremendous, tremendous draft.
Absolutely. And for everybody listening or watching from home or from your office or from your car or wherever that you love to listen or watch us, thank you so much. We just want to say that you've helped us to grow so tremendously in the past few years. And keeping in mind that our show started over 10 years ago on AM radio with our founder, Mr. Vincent Turner, the football encyclopedia himself. And we're so thankful to all of you for sticking with us as we've grown with the technology and we've turned into a powerhouse of broadcast. And we're a powerhouse over on our podcast as well. We will reach 900 episodes this week with our podcast. We are so thankful to you because the only reason we're able to keep doing this is because of you. So thank you to our audience and thank you to our entire team for everything that you do every week. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the New York Jets, the NFL draft class for 2022, how did we do and what can we expect out of these young men?
Well, like you said, Jeremiah, how they do, if you're watching us live on Facebook or YouTube, they got 3 first round picks. I think they did pretty well. Let's get into it though. Let's talk more in depth about these draft picks. Overall, right, for round one, their fourth selection, I was thinking about tonight, Jeremiah, for dinner. Might have a nice chicken, some vegetables, something healthy. But I need something with that chicken. I need some sauce. I need some sauce garter. And that's who they went with their first pick. Fourth overall, Ahmad Sauce Gardner going to the Jets. And, you know, he was there. It was him and Derek Stingley Jr. Who went at 3, I believe, to the Texans, who are the 1A and 1B in terms of corners in this draft. And, you know, I mean, I feel like the Jets made a tremendous selection here with this young man. Great out of Cincinnati. Highest overall Cincinnati player taken since, I believe, the 70s. So congrats to him and his alma mater. Really good year at college, right? Total 68 tackles, 16 passes defended, 9 interceptions overall for his career. I feel like he's going to be a lockdown, shutdown corner, and we'll see how he can do. Keeping in the first round, of course, we're going on to our next one. Pick 10, going out with Garrett Wilson, the young man from the Ohio State. And, man, what a career he had. What a year he had last year in 2021. 70 catches, 1,058 yards, and 12 touchdowns. Great route runner, tremendous hands. Obviously, this is your wide receiver number one for the future, with Zach Wilson, who they got in previous years. So already looking good, but they weren't done yet. They went with pick 26, Jermaine Johnson, the edge rusher from Bobby Butler's alma mater, Florida State University, go Seminoles. So you're going to team him up with Carl Lawson. They traded up to get him. And man, 11 and a half sacks in 21, looking dominant. And like I said, he was with Georgia, so we are gonna give him some love. Went to Florida State, and like I said, overall very good career at Florida State. They're gonna hope for him to be a tremendous edge rusher. And so far, man, this first round is looking great, right? Everyone was talking about the Jets day one, and I don't blame them. Then we go with round two. They get a tremendous running back by the name of Breece Hall. And boy, at Iowa State, this dude was a monster. He ran for 1,400 yards in each of his two final seasons. I mean, 56 total touchdowns as well throughout his career. This dude is, man, so far the Jets, this is looking great. And it's just going to keep on getting better. Love the pick there. Like Breece Hall, very dominant here. You're going to pair him with Michael Carter, who they got last year from North Carolina. That's a great 1-2 punch. Then we're going to keep moving here. Round three, pick 101. They're going to address the tight end situation. Keeping it at Ohio State, we have Jeremy Rucker, someone who we spoke about a while ago. We did a draft profile on him. And someone who's not going to blow you away with his speed, with his stats, but someone who has a ton of potential because he never really got a whole lot to play. He never got a lot of opportunities to play much at Ohio State. So someone who is still very raw, someone who is still needs some time to develop, but that is why the Jets selected him with their round three selection. He gives some good depth behind CJ Uzomah and Tyler Conklin. So we'll see a little bit of him, not a ton, but he will definitely be seeing the field on some Sundays. Overall, nice pick. Round four, pick 111, we have Max Mitchell, the offense tackle from the Ragin' Cajuns, one of our favorite teams right there in Louisiana. And they got him with pick 111 in round four. Helping out the O-line, always nice to see. 3-year start at Louisiana, Sun Belt first team All-American in 21 as a senior. Only allowed 13 pressures, over 859 snaps at right tackle. So this is someone who, you know, might have fell a little bit. Someone who could have gotten drafted a little bit higher, I feel. But the Jets scooped him up in round four, and I think he will produce very well. And then we move in to our final selection. We are going to go with round four, pick 117, Michael Clemens, the edge rusher from Texas A&M University with the Aggies. He gives the Jets another really good threat on the defensive line. 23 tackles, 11 tackles for loss, 7 sacks, 2 deflections as a senior last year. All career highs, coming off a tremendous year. And now he is going to the Jets. So overall, like I said, not the most amount of picks, but man, they made do with what they had. And that is why, Jeremiah, I am going to give them the highest draft grade you can give somebody. This is, I feel, the team who did the best with maybe the least amount of picks, with maybe, you know, with what they were given. I feel like they did great in every position. And that's why I'm giving the Jets an A+ for my draft class grade. I feel they did a bang-up job. Everyone's feeling that way. Everyone is shocked that the Jets did this good. In terms of potential, man, it is peak. You can't get much higher than this. So I'm expecting good things from the Jets this year. Like I said, I understand, right? They are super young. This is a very young team. But, I mean, if it don't work out this year, you still have a couple more seasons. They're going to get older. They're going to get wiser. They're going to get better. The Jets could be scary, man, in a couple of seasons, honestly. And it's nice to see, right? It's always nice to see the New York teams doing well. The Giants had a very good draft class as well. But the Jets, they've been rough for a while. And you got to hope they can turn around. They drafted well this year. They did pretty solid last year as well. So that's why I'm giving the Jets the highest draft grade you can give someone with an A+. I'm excited to see how they can do this year, how they can perform. And with those three first-round picks, man, you got to hope you can hit on them. So much, we'll see how these guys can do. But I'm excited, man, for the Jets. That's right. I'm excited for the Jets. That's a phrase a lot of football fans have not used in a long time. So we'll see how they can do in 2022.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. And, you know, I follow Gary Vaynerchuk really closely, and his mission in life is to buy the Jets. So it's really exciting to see, that we have these first-round draft picks. It's really interesting to think, too, when you have multiple first-round draft picks going to the same team, These are players who probably played against each other last season when they were all, you know, still in college. So it's really interesting to see how they'll mix, what they're doing. I believe, didn't you say that all three players in the first round were different positions? Is that correct?
Yeah. You had Gardner, who was over there as a cornerback. You had Johnson as a defensive end, and then you had Wilson as a wide receiver. So, I mean, those are three draft needs that I felt like they had. They addressed it on the first round, so they had me beat.
Man, well, I know that Gary V is on the edge of his seat thinking about what could happen next. I know that he is doing everything he can to try to figure out how to buy this team as well. So he's probably thinking long term what these players would do for that team in a world where, you know, where he would own that team. So it's something that we're going to be thinking about a lot. I think that people are very excited to see what the Jets do now with these picks, and I can't wait to see. So if you are watching or listening to us, we want to hear from you. What do you think the New York Jets are going to do this year? What do you think about their draft picks? And what do you think about our coverage? We'd love to hear from you. So drop that into the comments if you're watching our live video broadcast. And if you're listening to our podcast, first off, thank you. But second off, you can drop us a line or follow and give us a great review over on our podcast anywhere that you listen, including on Spotify, Apple, Overcast, Amazon, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, and more. Anywhere that you listen to podcasts, in fact. So we're there for you. Just look up 100 Yards of Football. You can see all of our amazing coverage, including if you add to your search 100 Yards of Football New York Jets or NY Jets, you can pull up all of our evergreen episodes where you can listen to all of our amazing coverage of the Jets through the last few seasons and amazing evergreen episodes that can be listened to from our history special perspective on incredible classic games, seasons, and players and coaches. So that's one of the other things that we bring you every single week, not just the topical coverage or what's breaking in the NFL world, but amazing long-term coverage you can listen to all the time. So thank you so much to our audience, and thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible and very detailed recap of the New York Jets NFL draft picks for 2022. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.